Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode on Adolescence in the Digital Age, recorded as part of the Parenting Support Program for parents of teens aged 12 to 17. This program, ELIS, was developed by Boscoville in partnership with the Montreal Public Health Department, Réseau Réussite Montréal, and the associate researcher Marie-Ève Clément from the University of Quebec in Outaouais. I'm Chanel Zadra, a deployment agent at Boscoville, and today we're pleased to welcome Caroline Campeau, who is a PhD candidate in health sciences research at Sherbrooke University. Thank you, Caroline, for being here today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
How would you describe the work that you do?
So I'm very interested in screen use and all the different effects that can be related to screen use in youth and families and just as a user myself. So I am a PhD candidate in health sciences research. My project is on unplugging challenges and how it affects young people. And I'm also a lecturer at the University of Sherbrooke in health promotion and addiction prevention and a content advisor for the PAWS initiative.
Speaking of screen use, what can you tell us in general about adolescence in the digital era?
So adolescence today is not the same as it was maybe 20 years ago when we didn't have iPhones or all this technology. And so teenagers today have to navigate in a world where they use screens for different daily activities to talk with their friends or to do schoolwork online. Mm-hmm. And so their screen use will facilitate many different things and contains, you know, advantages, but also has many risks associated with the use. And they have to figure out how to have a balanced use and have it taking advantage of all the advantages, but not necessarily having those negative effects.
So you've been saying technology is such a huge part of teens' lives today, right? And parents hear so many mixed messages about it, to the benefits, to the potential harms. It could get overwhelming. How can parents make sense of all this and feel a little less lost?
It is overwhelming, I think, you know, I myself being a parent also. And even for teenagers, I think with all the mixed messages that they also hear, it might be overwhelming for them to, you know, understand, well, how can I use screens without necessarily having those negative effects? Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing is to inform themselves. So to find information, for example, there are websites like the PAWS, Your Screen website, that contains information on different themes. And so to understand the different risks associated with the types of use or the types of screens that they're using. And then this enables the parent to guide more effectively their youth in whatever types of online activities they may be doing.
So I'm hearing getting informed, finding the right resources in order to guide our children with digital use, right?
Exactly.
That's interesting. So as parents, how can we approach the conversation about screen time in a way that our teens are open to it?
The first thing is to not necessarily start off with put your screen away, yeah. Because I think that's something that they hear a lot. And so we want to, as parents, to take interest. Be curious simply about what they're doing online. Mm-hmm. So ask them, maybe they have content creators or what we call influencers that they're following that they find interesting for different reasons. And so you can start off by asking them, what are those influencers? What do they do? What kind of content do they create? Why do you find it interesting? And so getting curious about that, it could be also video games. And so if our teen is spending a lot of time, well, you know, what are you doing right now? And how does it make you feel to play that game? Are you good at it? Or do you have like an objective or something that you want to do in like the next week that you're trying this out? Are you playing with friends that you know that are at your school? So you can start to investigate without necessarily investigating and being more open, because we want an open dialogue, and we want also teens to be able to come back and tell us if they've seen something that maybe makes them feel off or negative in a way, or scared of something or preoccupied. And so you want that door to be open so that they can come back and talk about it. So having an interest and opening a dialogue.
What should parents keep in mind to find a healthy balance in terms of technology use?
They have to keep in mind that it's not only a question of time. We talk a lot about time, but there are also other elements to keep in mind, like the types of uses, the content, basically, that the person is looking at, and the moment of use, and also the characteristics of the user, of the person that's on the screen. So when we talk about time, we have 24 hours in a day. There are only so many things that we can do with that 24 hours. And if all the time is spent online, that can have more negative impacts. And so the ballpark time to keep in mind, the recommendation is 2 hours. Mm. So those that are actually under that 2 hour have globally better health, better quality of sleep, and are more satisfied with their lives and in general, et cetera. And so if it's possible to kind of keep that limit in mind and sometimes to plan out different activities during the day, so that can help make it so that our teenager spends less time. But it's also a question of what they're doing. So if we're in a family at home and everyone is isolated on their own device in each of their rooms looking at content versus we're all together, we're watching a movie together, that's different. The content is different and the way that we do it and the negative impacts are also different. If a person is on social media or if the person is looking at a tutorial that has educational content, again, it's different. So, I mean, we have to keep in mind also what type of content, what type of uses, and those impacts will vary.
So you're speaking about time use. So we're recommending about less than 2 hours. And there's also the types of contents that are used.
Exactly. Mm. And it's also a question of moment. So during the day when we're doing it, is it a moment that the person needs to have a high level of concentration, doesn't need to be distracted, for example, driving? That's not a good moment. Or at school, like, you know, we've talked about, is not necessarily a good moment when we're trying to learn something. And so that is also another thing to keep in mind. And also the characteristics of the person. So that's what I said earlier, which I mean, if our teenager is going through a breakup with their partner and is having a tough time, they're more at risk to lose control of their use for a certain moment. And so that's also something we can maybe keep in mind and maybe be more vigilant or propose other activities in those moments.
So we're talking about a question of time, types of contents, the moment of use, and individual characteristics. So with that in mind, what kind of attitude or approach should parents take to best support their teens when it comes to the digital use?
So the best thing is to actually be a model of what we want them to be doing. So basically walking the walk, talking the talk, but walking the walk also. And so think about their own use. Think about what maybe little modification or like adjustments that they can do to have themselves a more balanced use. Maybe limit themselves also to that 2 hour free time, leisure time online. And a lot of times the excuse that comes up is that parents need to work. And that is completely understandable. Mm-hmm. But there is now this sort of a blurring between personal time and work time. And bringing home work is also something that is a lot more common nowadays than it was before, especially for people who work online on computers. So usually what I suggest is to try to schedule time so that, for example, their emails will not come in between a certain period of time, which would be a period of quality family time, basically. And so little adjustments like that, maybe close notifications on their phone so that they're not constantly being distracted, because it's what we call technoference, which is actually a way that our digital devices will interfere with that quality presence that we have when we're with other people, and so also when we're with our kids. So yeah, think about their own use and maybe how they can have better digital habits.
I think what's important here is the self-reflections practices for the parents.
Yes, exactly. And there's a good way to do that on the pauseyourscreen.com website. There are quizzes, and the quizzes can actually help us, first of all, have a look at our habits as a parent, as an adult. And then after that, actually, with our teenager can actually do a quiz and then see their profile, and then that leads to a conversation on digital habits, on the place that it occupies in our lives, and on how to make it better. And there are also different strategies that are suggested in the form also of challenges. So those can be, there's like a list of 10 challenges, for example, not using your phones when you're eating together. So every time we eat for like 1 week, we put aside our phones, we close the TV and we talk. Or spending one whole day without a screen. There's like different little challenges like that that make it easier sometimes to bring about the subject and then to put in place different family traditions around screen use.
Right. This could be a great resource for parents. We're almost at the end of our interview. We've covered a lot of really important points. But before we finish, what are the main takeaways you'd like parents to remember from our conversation?
The most important thing is to inform yourselves because technology is always evolving and there's a lot of different things popping up, different platforms or different uses like AI, for example. And so to go online and to find different resources, for example, on the pauseyourscreen.com website, there are different articles that talk about different themes like cyber intimidation, for example, among others. And so a parent can look and actually research what they're looking for with keywords and then find content that will answer their questions. And then after that, that enables them to talk about the subject. So to open a dialogue with their teens, it doesn't have to be something that's formal or that seems like I am raising awareness about the subject. It could just be a subject that, you know, everyone lives. We are in a hyper-connected world. We can just talk about it regularly, make it normal. And so that whenever they're faced with something preoccupying that they see online, they'll have that reflex to maybe come and talk about it. And that's by doing it yourself. So it's by modeling also, hey, I saw something online that I thought was really weird. Right. What do you think about that? You do it not necessarily real that first time, but it's just to engage, you know, and to have that discussion about the subject. Those are things that are important. And there's different tools that exist that can help a family also set limits. And so there needs to be a certain structure, you know, in the family home about how we use our technology and at what moments we use that technology and for how long, basically. So we get back to that time, the types of uses and the right. moments. Same thing as I was saying before. And again, on the pauseyourscreen.com website in the tool section, we have different PDFs that basically have information and that kind of guide you. Here are the reflections, the things that you should keep in mind, and here's how to talk about them with your family so that everyone can sit down around the table and we can say, okay, we're going to try to have better digital habits. We're going to set limits. And so what do you think we should do? What do you think we should do? And then everyone participates. Mm-hmm. And from that, you don't have 10 different rules. You just have like three simple rules that everyone will, you know, adhere to. For example, you can have a bit more than that, but if we make it more simple, it's easier to actually, you know, have it in your daily habits and respect them as a family than having too many and that everyone forgets, you know, what is that for? What are we supposed to do again? So yeah, those are the main points that I would say to keep in mind.
So the key takeaway here is really getting informed, not hesitating to use available resources, setting limits, boundaries, and engaging in an open dialogue with our teenagers.
Exactly. And making it something that as a family we talk about. So we know technology is there. We know screen use is there. It's not never going to go away. But how can we take advantage of all the benefits without necessarily having those negative impacts in our lives?
Well, thank you, Caroline, for joining us today. It was a real pleasure to hear you talk about adolescence in the digital age.
Thank you. It was my pleasure also.
I hope the topics we discussed together were also helpful to you, dear parents listeners. For more information about adolescence and related challenges, feel free to explore the different topics and tools of the ELIS 1217 program. See you on the next one.
Phonique. Le fin son de l'histoire.